Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Martha Stewart's dropping some crazy confessions, like the real reason she broke up with Anthony Hopkins.
I couldn't stop thinking of him as Hannibal Lecter.
Then Bob Saget's wife's new emotional interview.
I think you get to a point where your body will just physically not let you cry anymore, or at least all day.
Plus,
why would you wait till the day of, Paris?
Because I have a million things going on.
You won't believe what Paris Hilton did just seconds before saying I do. Today on Daily Pop, Martha Stewart's talking dating, lightning strikes, and eating brains.
Ow,
don't worry, it'll all make sense in just a minute. With me today is Terry Hatcher. Lord, I was about to say, look whose parole officer let her out the house, but not with that wig, honey. Lottie Love.
With my new wig. Terry, it's so nice to meet you, and I apologize for anything that may happen during this show.
I'm excited to be in the middle of this. It's going to be like a tennis match. I'm just going to go like, what'd he say? What'd she say? Okay, I'm excited. Let's go.
But can I just say, I am a fan of you, and you are just wonderful, and I'm just happy to see you. So.
Thank you so much. Yay, good morning.
And
okay,
Terry,
just get at it. Okay.
Terry, we have an interpreter over there. If the hood lingo gets a little too much, go ahead and look at that white man over there. He knows the linguistics.
Subtitles are coming in.
Ladies, dating in Hollywood is tough. Just ask Martha Stewart. I was actually today years old when I found out she dated Anthony Hopkins back in the 90s.
What?
And wait till you hear why she broke it off.
I dated Sir Anthony Hopkins, but broke up with him because I couldn't stop thinking of him as Hannibal Lecter. I have a big, scary house in Maine that's way by itself on 100 acres in the forest, and I couldn't even imagine taking Anthony Hopkins there.
Yeah.
I couldn't, because all I could think of was him eating, you know.
Right. Wait, did you date him?
Yeah.
And you stopped because of that?
Yeah.
I mean...
Okay. Can I just... I have this movie for me. Like, if you know me, you can't say the title of this movie. You can't say that famous line, the thing about the thing that you do with the thing. You can't do that. Like, I don't even want to look at it. That's, I can't even look at it. So, Martha, I get it. Yeah, I get it.
First of all, I love Martha's story.
I do too.
And I didn't know this was happening. And I wish I would have known, because at the time, I would have been, like, looking for more pictures of them together. I think it's great, but I don't know why he's an actor. That's how great of an actor that he is, but that's not really him. He's really sweet. You follow him on IG, he's sweet, he's funny, but, I get it
see?
Now.
Right, yeah, right,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. Can you imagine that on top of you?
No. Like,
I would love it. By the way, I don't get women.
You freak.
Y'all are mad when men don't do it. Now y'all are mad when men do it too much. I don't understand what is happening with you guys.
Terry,
let the man eat.
Terry.
No, I can't really. I'm not doing it. Like, you can't even say the word. Like, people talk about their favorite horror movies and somebody starts to say, and I go, don't say it. Like, I'm really.
But it is hard.
It was actually an amazing movie. Honestly.
It was an amazing movie. But her whole point was that it's so hard dating in Hollywood and, you know.
You can't separate the character from the person. Mm-hmm. Have you guys ever been into like something like this? Has something like this happened to you?
Well, for me, that's not why it's difficult. It's difficult dating in Hollywood because there's nobody to date. Not because they're played a serial killer, but that's a different whole other episode.
Right?
Yeah.
You know, for me, I can't unsee, like, if I see a man completely drunk, mm-hmm. like wasted, I can't unsee that.
In real life,
in real life,
movie.
Like,
oh,
if
okay.
I see a man, I'm talking about things that I can't unsee. Like, oh, you okay. cannot unsee Hannibal Lecter. Right. If I see a man litty titty more than once, I just can't do it.
Really?
I can't. Like, there's something about like that sloppiness.
I think that's hard to unsee.
Right?
Yeah, but litty titty is the new one for me, so I'm gonna put that. I like. Oh, yeah,
that's
I'm,
lingo. That, lingo.
Look at that man right here.
I'm stealing that. That's
litty
good.
Titty.
Litty titty. That's not the only wild thing Martha told Ellen DeGeneres. This next story is pretty shocking.
I cannot believe that. You've been struck by lightning 3 times?
Yeah, I mean, it's like crazy. I think it actually is good for you. If it doesn't kill you, I think it's good for you. Once it came out of my water faucet, I was leaning against an iron sink and I saw the lightning go down the pipe, down, out in my garden, and then it came back up through the water and hit me right in my stomach, threw me on the floor, and my husband found me, and I was alive, but not very comfortable. Another time, a lightning bolt came right through a skylight in my house. I just attract electricity.
You're so powerful. Oh, yeah.
Okay, she's the coolest person in
the
world.
She really is cool.
Oh my God.
She's releasing. I'm just surprised how open she's being. But being struck by lightning 3 times, that means that's special.
Well,
yeah. You're a very special person.
Yeah.
Still didn't stop her from going to jail. I mean,
you just had to bring,
had
that,
to bring
up.
That up.
First of all, she brings it up. And she is, by the way, she is proud that she went to jail, did her time, never complained, didn't fight anybody, and she got out. And now she's smoking weed with Snoop Dogg on a Food Network channel. She's good.
It's VH1, but okay. I just like her. I think she's cool.
Yeah.
I like that she keeps opening up, and she can make me biscuits any day.
Yeah, I agree.
100%.
Yep. Team
Things
Martha.
Are about to go off the rails at the Vanderpump Rules reunion.
Uh-oh.
There are cheating allegations, major shade, and a broken ring engagement.
Oh!
I've been having nightmares about our wedding day.
Three. Do you feel like she's still your soulmate?
Two.
Did you know? That?
We believed that what you were showing us was the truth.
It was.
But it wasn't.
Do you want it now?
Don't give it back.
Okay, this airs Tuesday on Bravo.
Oh, I can't wait.
Right? So James and Raquel definitely broke off the engagement, but everyone's saying that this was for the show.
The breakup, but they're gonna get back together.
No, everyone's saying like this whole engagement was just for the show.
I can see that.
Can you?
I can't.
Yeah. You know what? I think about normal people in this instance. Mm-hmm. You know when normal people get engaged or they're in a relationship and like Christmas or a wedding is coming up and they say, let's just wait till after your sister's big day to break up. I think these two probably knew it was over,
mm-hmm.
but they were trying to wait until the season ended mm-hmm. to do it. But sometimes you just can't wait.
Well, I mean, it gives something to talk about. I mean, you know, I just think that sometimes people need storylines. I'm just gonna be honest.
Ooh, no, girl.
Sometimes people need storylines, and they will come up with storylines, and we all love love. We all love the point of love. So, hey.
I don't watch this show, but, like, my version of this show is The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. You know what I mean? That kind of drama, reality thing. And I always think that they do it best when they balance mm-hmm. the sort of, like, produced version of the drama with what's really happening. So, I don't know. Maybe that's happening here.
Yeah, you interviewed them. Now, how did you feel?
Did you feel like it was honest?
After the reunion, you interviewed them. I remember I do watch you sometimes. Very rarely. But... did you feel? How'd you feel?
Somebody get Steve here, the bouncer from Jerry Springer. I'm gonna need Steve to sit in that second chair for a minute, okay? Terry, I love you, but I'm gonna put Steve there. You know what I felt like? What? To be completely honest, I think that when they came on this show, I believe that they were engaged. I believe that they were in love. I truly didn't think they, she trusted him fully. I mean, he's a DJ. He's a very good looking guy. He's got that British accent.
Ooh, yes.
Like, you know what we said about that British accent and Hugh Grant? You know, they can get anything. So I think, and I said, my first question was, probably my last, was can you truly trust him? Like, how could you be married to somebody who's always on the road, who's always in a nightclub, and who has had a problem partying in the past? And she said, I can, and I'm gonna work on it. That part, I didn't truly sign on to. So I think that, yes, every girl wants to get engaged at Coachella. Not me. Don't do that ever to me. But every girl wants to get engaged and wants to see their names in the lights. So I think she got caught up in the fantasy. Mm-hmm. But then when they took a step back and realized we're just starting our lives, that's when it got real.
I think, too, we can wrap it up, but it reminds me also of people that fall in love on sets. And, like, when you're in the vacuum or a bubble of a situation, and it does seem real at the time, but then as soon as you take it out of the bubble, it explodes.
And they need a storyline.
Yeah.
You sticking with the storyline.
I'm going with the bubble.
I'm going with the bubble, too. But let me also tell you this, because, real quick, I love to remind people about this. Sometimes A-list actors will hold off breakups and divorces until after their movie premieres.
Yes.
And their wives will go along with it because they know they get 50% of that residual, so they're Gucci. They're good to go.
Okay.
Anna Faris and Chris Pratt. Remember that Jurassic Park when he got that Zsa Zsa diamond ring?
Yeah.
And she was like, oh, this thing, And he was like, yeah, I just got it for her. And then 6 months later, they broke up. It's not because they needed a storyline. It's because they were trying to protect the bag and not make his premiere all about them breaking
up. But this is a reality show. This is not a movie.
It's their life, Lonnie. Still ahead, Yvonne Orji is here to talk about life after Insecure and why she wants to help her mama find love, your mama find love. Plus, Bob Saget's wife shares her favorite memories. Her emotional new interview is next.
Anthony Hopkins
find my tongue?
For her mama.
Anthony Hopkins.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Have you guys ever fallen for a bad boy?
All the time.
Uh-huh. Leslie Mann and Judd Apatow's daughter, Maude, is telling me all about that and why it's dangerous to follow in her Euphoria character's footsteps. I'm loving that you're kind of going for the bad boy right now.
Okay.
So you're sniffing around somebody who you probably shouldn't be sniffing around.
Yeah, I mean, I think she's, like, so fascinated by him because he's so sweet, but he's also so bad. She's drawn to him.
Maude, I feel like you can't get past your parents. Like, I feel like your mom is on the dial. She knows everyone's number.
Yeah, you're kind of right. She would. She'd always know.
That's a good mama.
Lonnie, did your mom know that you were dating bad boys?
I was bad boys.
Yes! Terry! There goes Terry's cherry.
What just happened?
I wanted to wake her up.
Oh,
let me wake Terry up.
I was listening.
Forget you see how her eyes got big?
Ooh, girl, I think Terry's diaphragm popped out. I'm like, I heard.
Wait, there's so much to unpack there. I may have to let it all go. Anyway.
Okay, that's okay. The only one, Terry. Okay. This is the only time I'm gonna do this to you.
Yeah, Terry, y'all get somebody get Terry a fan. Terry
up
here.
I didn't even know we could use that language.
No, we can't. Oh. But with him? We
charge her every time she says it.
Charge her every time? Okay. Mm-hmm.
She got enough money.
It's like a quarter in the little jar. And then, yeah, okay.
How do you feel about bad boys?
It's been a long time. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't do bad boys now. I don't have time to waste on that. But I definitely did when I was younger. And I don't know what the, I think people get caught, women get caught up in the appeal of like, I can change him. I can be the one. And then somehow that services your lack of self-worth and you know, lack of confidence. And that's a bad circle to get into. But I've aged way out of that. Now I just don't date anyone.
Oh, Terry, no.
I know. No, that's not true. I will. I don't. But yes.
I'm going to get you because, you know, I'm going to go on ChristianMingle.com and okay. I'll find somebody.
Do you know, there's so many stories. Though I was going to say, my mom told me I wouldn't meet anybody until I started going to church.
By the way, a God-fearing man is the way to go right now. Look at Kourtney Kardashian.
Yes.
I will say, though, you know, Terry, you're missing out on the bad boys, okay? Because sometimes when you are, like, you know, somebody who likes their life and likes their space, and sometimes it's just nice to get a bad boy over for, like, the night or the weekend.
Right. It might be good, because I am a person who likes my life and likes my space, and so that might be good to
100%.
Just have these.
And they rough and they strong.
Oh,
and they take charge.
That's just hot.
See? Oh.
Okay. Ooh.
By the way, somewhere
in
Laguna Beach, James is packing his bags. Because you are just describing everything that's not him right now.
I know. He's so sweet. My boyfriend's so sweet. He's total opposite of a bad boy. But my mom, but back in the day, I'm like you. Back in the day, I would love him. I just loved bad boys. It was something about a challenge. And I think that's the thing.
The
women want a challenge. They don't want something that's just there.
But it doesn't come from a healthy place.
No, but it also comes from the fact that your parents told you not to do it. Because everything my mother told me not to do, every man she told me not to date, well, not really, she told my sister. She didn't really talk to me about men. But every man she told my sister not to date, I feel like I'm dating those people now. Just to be like, look at me. I'm dating the dude you told me not to date. Or didn't tell me not to date.
I still like adventurous, curious, playful, you know, like, I still like all that. I just don't like the lying, cheating, you know,
mean
part of it.
But see, all bad boys aren't like that, I don't think. When I'm talking about bad boys, I'm talking about a man that takes charge, that knows who he is, that likes the adventure. The cheaters, that's a whole different category to me.
Okay.
You know what I mean? So it's like, but the ones that maybe are like, you know, kind of rough around the edges.
I like a tattoo.
Terry's like, I like a tattoo.
I like a tattoo.
Lonnie's looking for a man with a rap sheet, okay? We are on a whole different level right here. Terry's like, I love a tattoo. Meanwhile, you're looking for a dude who does tattoos in county.
We're going to find her somebody at church. That's what we're going to do.
Well, we should have found her somebody at... We should have went to Paris Hilton's wedding because there was probably a bunch of men there.
Ooh.
So Paris Hilton's 3-day wedding took a whole lot of planning, but one very important detail almost fell through the cracks. Take a look.
Is there anything that fans won't get to see that you wish that we could see?
There's everything. We had like 50 cameras filming, so they captured it all. Even the drama, even when I was upstairs, like about to walk down the aisle, I was literally walking down the stairs while still writing my vows. So that was pretty stressful.
Why would you wait till the day of, Paris?
Because I have a million things going on.
Of course, you're Paris Hilton. That makes sense.
Cheska, the interview.
Right?
Okay.
Hit you with those. Yeah. Could you ever wait until the last minute to write the most important words of your life?
No.
You're a planner like that.
I'm a planner. I also, do you guys watch this show, Love on the Spectrum?
Yes. Mm.
Okay, so spoiler alert, but in the last episode when the couple gets married, the groom is reading his vows, actually reading the vows that he wrote, and I was just sobbing. Like, so I don't know. I think it's an opportunity to say something in the most meaningful way. And for me, I don't judge Paris at all, but like for me, that's what I love. Words. I love writing. I love words. I love crafting that. That would be part of my gesture, part of my love language to do that.
Yes. I like that.
But for me, it's like I would need to do it ahead of time because you see how I am on this show. And the wrong thing
is going to come out that mouth.
You know, I like you because you're big and. Yeah.
You're strong.
I so want to use the F word right now.
That's what I'm saying. So for me, I would definitely plan it out. But I love Paris. I love that she is doing this and letting us take get a glimpse of, because this has been a long time coming for her, you know, this wedding and getting married. And so I think she probably, you know, knowing her, she probably said the appropriate thing. Now, this makes me really want to watch because I want to see what she said.
What she did.
Oh, 100%. Yeah. And by the way, look, she ain't giving us a glimpse, honey. There was 15 cameras over there. That's more than a glimpse. I might have to have, like, Mariah. I might have, like, if James Earl Jones is still kicking or Morgan Freeman is still kicking, when I had to do my vials, I would probably let them come on stage and read them for me in a dramatic fashion. Because I'm such a sob. I will cry all the way through
this. That's the whole purpose. It should be coming from you, not from Darth Vader.
No.
Okay? It should come from you. You
can do it. Bring in Morgan Freeman.
You said it was a three-day week. Where was it? Do we know?
Yes. One, the first party, the wedding was at her grandfather's old estate in Bel Air. Okay. Then she had a neon carnival in Santa Monica where she shut down the whole pier. And then she had another party over at a hotel. So it was like, it was a huge ordeal. And by the way, blow it out. If you've been engaged four times and you only made it down the altar once because you were smart, you deserve to have a three-day weekend.
For the right one.
And she waited for the right one.
And she got the money to have one.
And she got the right prenup. We'll have much more with Paris next week. And you can check out Paris in Love on Peacock. And if you don't already have Peacock, you better scan that QR code because they got some good old shows on Peacock. Still ahead, Insecure star Yvonne Orji is here. Do not go anywhere, y'all.
You're going to have your wedding at...
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Your kids nominated you to come here for another opportunity to find true love. You'll be able to see everything that goes down at the retreat.
This might get a little weird.
You will help to steer their romantic journey in the direction of your choosing.
I feel like there's someone perfect for each parent.
I haven't had this feeling in so long.
Things are about to get spicy. Yes. The host of My Mom, Your Dad, and the star of Insecure, Yvonne Orji, is here with us.
Hi.
First of all, the last thing I want to do is watch my mama get her groove on, okay?
He is so mean.
I do not want to see Zena doing the most in front of a dude.
She needs to get her groove on, okay?
Mm-mm.
And I heard that you're fond of love.
A hater.
Okay, he's a straight hater. But Yvonne, you're fine in love for the single parents on the show. You know what? You need to do a celebrity version and hook up Terry Hatcher. Can you do that?
I got you, Terry. Well, it's not me. It's your children. That's what makes the show so beautiful. It's their kids are setting them up with each other's parents and trying to see who's a good fit. And, you know, sometimes they manipulate stuff, and sometimes we got a hater. Hello.
Uh-uh.
But I think it worked out. It's such a beautiful family show. It's funny, it's cringy, and it's also heartwarming.
OMG. Are you good at setting people up in general?
I'm a good connector of people. Like, I have friends. You know, like, when you make friends, and you're like, oh, y'all can't. I made y'all. Like, y'all, what do you mean you going out to dinner? We going out to dinner. So I'm really good at, like, connecting people. I do have one marriage connection under my belt. So I was like, ooh, okay.
Yeah.
What I do for others, God will do for me, okay?
Let him know. Because you know what they say, if you get three under your belt, you go straight to heaven. That's a word.
Who said that?
Betty White told me that.
I got a first class, law premier ticket to heaven, but... Sure.
She ain't riding Spirit to heaven, honey. She said La Premier, honey.
I love it. What's the worst dating show you've ever seen, Yvonne, that you couldn't take your eyes off of?
Mine was Date My Mom.
Oh, what is that one about?
So they would put people in a bus on MTV, and they would make guys go on dates with the girl's mom, and then the mom would choose
the guy
for the girl.
Oh, that's actually kind of brilliant, though. I'm not mad at that.
It was awesome.
It was a mess.
What was yours? What was your messy dating reality show?
Do you remember, like, in the, like late 90s, early 2000s, there was, like, Eliminate?
Yes.
That is right.
And you should do really the bubbles.
I really like Eliminate. I'm not really into the new ones, like, now, because I'm just like, wait, what? It's a whole bunch of them. I was like, this is suspect on so many levels. And I only have 24 hours in one day. I don't know if I can give it to... I can't give one of these kids who I'm like, this is a... They're, it's not going to end well for none of these folks.
Yeah.
So that's actually... I was so surprised and shocked when they asked me to do this one. But then when I heard, like, the sentiment behind it, I was like, oh, that's up my alley. Because it's not messy. It's funny because, you know, I'll be on Twitter and watching what people are saying, and they're like, there's really no drama. It's not messy, but I'm hooked. And I was like, yes.
Right,
yes,
right.
Good. How many couples are there, Yvonne, or how many people are getting hooked up?
There are, it
looks like about 8.
Yeah, 7 or 8.
Uh-huh.
But then, you know, there's some plot twists. Some people come.
Do not tell us.
Yeah.
Do not tell us. You know, black people, Terry, I'm going to tell you this for you. You know, when you go home, they think that all the celebrities mingle with one another. So every time I go home, my aunt's like, have you hooked up with Denzel's son yet? That's who we need to hook you up with. You need Denzel's son. So they always try to hook you up with people that they don't even know. Do your parents ever try to hook you up with celebrities that they don't even know? Like, what celebrity are they like, you need to date this dude, Yvonne?
They don't even know celebrities, so no, they're not trying to hook me up with celebrities. But they used to try to hook me up with a random Nigerian guy. And I'm like, we're not doing that.
Your parents are so cute. Now, we can't let you go without talking about Insecure. You posted to see y'all at the 20-year reunion. Do we really have to wait that long?
20 years?
For 20 years? Come on, Yvonne. We need a movie.
I mean, probably Issa is very serious about not doing a movie or a reboot or a spinoff. So I said, all right, well, I'll see y'all when we 59 years old then, and holler.
Wait. Delani, you know why they have to wait 20 years?
Why?
Because it's going to take them 20 years for their black asses to get a crack. So, you know, like, you can't shoot a reboot 10 years later because you're still going to look the same.
Molly's still going to be looking fire. Hello?
Still looking fire.
Yes.
Oh, my God, you guys. Thank you, Yvonne.
Love you. My mom,
your dad is streaming now on HBO Max. We love you. And come back to the show anytime.
Absolutely. You guys look fabulous. This is a good-looking group. Hello.
Thank you.
We're trying.
You too.
Honey.
We knew you was coming.
Not voguing. What? You know what? I'm done with y'all.
Yeah, we had too much Celsius. Coming up is Kim Cattrall calling, and just like that, trashy.
Uh-oh.
We're investigating the new clue, Stick Around. Have you seen Yvonne stand up?
I know. She is hilarious.
Bob Saget's wife, Kelly Rizzo, is opening up for the first time since losing the love of her life. Mm. In an emotional interview with Hoda on Today, she shared her grief, her memories, and their last words to one another.
I think you get to a point where your body will just physically not let you cry anymore, or at least all day. Still, every second is horrible, but you start to come to terms with it a little bit.
I heard someone say that Bob was an I love you guy.
If you knew Bob and he loved you, you knew it. There was never, ever a doubt in your mind. I mean, even at his memorial, there were a lot of people there, and every single person was pretty much like, oh, I talked to Bob last week. I'm like, how did he have the time to talk to everybody and tell everybody that he loved them?
We had an interview with Mike Young, who's, you know, a comedian and dear friend of Bob's. He said something, Kel, that struck me. He said, most comedians, after a stand-up gig, they catch the last flight home. He said, not Bob. Bob wanted to catch the first flight home. He wanted to be with you, Kelly. And he said that their love was perfect.
Yeah. Sorry. That was what was always so special is every
time he would be out of town, he would always try to, he would, you know, he would work so hard, and he, you know, he'd love to sleep in, but when he was away, he would always try to, he would still wake up at, you know, go to bed at 2 and then wake up at 4 so he could be on the 6 a.m. flight so he could come home just so we could spend time together. So, you know, he valued every single second that we had together. So that's why it's, you know, this is so heartbreaking. But at the same time, I know that we, you know, every second that we had together was just maximized to the fullest. And we absolutely just, there was nothing, you know, left unsaid and nothing left on the table. Mm-hmm. So those are the things that I'm just trying to hold on to, you know.
You know, we've all lost someone in our life, and sometimes you hang on to the last text, the last conversation, the last connection. Is that, Kel, the case with you?
I said, I love you dearly. And he said, I love you endlessly. And then he said, I said, I can't wait to see you tomorrow. And then, you know, it was just all love.
Damn, we lost a good one.
Oh, my goodness. It's like we're losing our legends. But let me tell you something about Bob. Being a stand-up, he didn't care if you were starting or if you were a legend. He treated everybody with class and with dignity. He didn't put you in some type of hierarchy, and that's why I will always love him. He was our Danny Tanner, but he was also himself.
Yeah.
And he died doing something that he loved, which was on stage. He had tweeted about it, and he had a great show. And our heart, I mean, it's like when she says that he says he loved everybody, the last text I got from him, it was like 3 I love yous. I love you. Yeah. And I'm like, oh my goodness. And so I'm just glad that I got to know him.
Yeah.
His memory will live on through his work. And I just want to give my sincere condolences to his family. But he was a great guy, and he will always be remembered.
For sure. Oh,
that's amazing.
And I think, you know, I'm not a comedian, and I didn't know Bob personally, but I think I speak for all the latchkey kids here who got home, made a bowl of cereal, and went in front of that, you know, that TV to watch Full House every
yes.
single day to say that Bob was a really big part of our lives. You know, there are a few TV dads that really struck a chord that we could model ourselves out of, especially being from a single parent home. So for all the latchkey kids out there, you know, we love you, Bob, and we'll always remember you. We'll be right back with more Daily Pop. And just like that, people are accusing Kim Cattrall of shading, and just like that, again.
Oh.
She liked this tweet, which praised Kim for skipping the, quote, trashy reboot, but the tweet also praised Kim's new show. So I gotta know, Lonnie, you petty as hell. Was this petty? Was she trying to be petty?
I am Patti LaBelle, but I would not have liked because it trashed the first show. And sometimes this is what fans will do to get attention and to get, you know, and I don't think that that's right. I mean, and I love Kim Cattrall.
I do too.
My thing is, you didn't go back to the show, you know, reportedly they invited her back. And you didn't go back. So just leave it alone. I mean, you see what's happening. You see the reports. You don't have to like it. Come on. Be a bigger person. You got a show that you're on that people like.
That's my problem. That statement right there. That statement right there is my problem. What was that you just said?
What's the problem?
What's that statement you just said at the end?
What?
Be the bigger person?
Yes.
Guess what? Sometimes I don't want to be the damn bigger person. Sometimes I want to be Petty Crocker and I want to cook some up that people are going to say, damn, what's wrong with you? I like that sometimes.
But it's no reason. If they offered you the job and you didn't take it, why are you sitting up here liking stuff like that?
Oh,
when you got a new one.
This is the fun part where I get to be in the middle of this.
Terry, cover your ears. Terry, cover your ears. First of all, Lonnie, you're not going to come on this show and raise your voice at me in my house that I pay bills at.
But you ain't going to sit here and tell me be the bigger person. You should be the bigger person, Justin.
No.
You
should. You know what?
Okay.
At this point, we don't know that. Terry, get out of here, Terry.
Yeah. This is a family argument.
This is a family argument.
No,
I actually kind of think I want to believe, because I like Kim a lot, and I want to believe that she is way beyond, classy-wise, way beyond the pettiness of, like, doing this purposefully. And, I mean, don't you think there's possible that because part of the tweet said, we really like your show, how I met your father. And they even said, I think, I watched the first two episodes and I may even watch them again before the next one comes on. Like, there was kind of a lot about the new show and only a little about the old show.
I love you,
maybe,
Terry.
Maybe she just
I love you, Terry. I love you, Terry.
Terry,
you trying to find the light at the end of the tunnel, boo?
I respect that.
Me too. I respect that, Terry.
No, you can fight with me too.
No, we ain't going there, Terry. No. We don't want to get canceled.
I love you too much. I love you too
much. Okay,
but Terry,
right.
Tell me this.
Yes.
You were five women on one of the biggest hit shows.
Now we're making it personal.
No, let's say this. You were five women on one of the biggest hit shows ever. If Twitter was big and around at the time, don't you think there would have been some shade throwing and some
There
some
still has been.
Thank you.
Not by me.
Not by you.
No.
But I'm saying, like, you know, there are other women on the show that probably, you know, would have liked a nasty tweet about another woman on the show after they got kicked off the show.
I always fall to the side of that. Like, I applaud all of them. They're all over 50. They're all making it happen for older actresses.
Who be throwing shade from your old show?
I knew someone was going to pick that up.
Mm-hmm. I was going to let Lonnie say it.
And next subject.
You guys, if you're looking for a new UN ambassador, please go nowhere other than Terry Hatcher's house because she knows how to play that, honey.
All the way.
Rob Pattinson was literally swept off his feet the first time he kissed Kristen Stewart.
Ooh.
The Twilight director, Katherine Hardwick, is spilling secrets about their hot audition and the warning she gave Rob.
Mm. Rob and Kristen auditioned on my bed, the kissing scene. Rob was so into it, he fell off the bed. You know, I'm like, dude, calm down. At the end, Kristen was like, it has to be Rob, you know. But I could tell they had a lot of chemistry, and I'm like, oh my God. You know, I thought, Kristen was 17. I don't want to get in some illegal thing. So I remember I told Rob, you know, by the way, Kristen is 17. In our country, it's illegal, you know, to have a sex toy. And he's like, oh, okay, whatever.
Okay.
Wait.
So, wait, first of all, they're auditioning on her bed with a little
Thank you, Terry.
Okay, you say it.
Yeah.
Wait,
you
what?
Say it, Terry.
And the non-shady sister said it.
Okay.
Okay, so, okay, it sounded weird to everybody.
And, yes. And how old was she, Terry?
17.
Woo!
Yeah. And then after you've done the video, you let him know that she's 17.
You should have warned him before the video and before you invited them into your bed.
I think it must have just sounded worse than it actually was.
Well, ABC is going to do a whole special on that. ABC is going to do a whole special on that. The show, this was on the Big Hit Show podcast. I have to know, have you guys ever had that much, like that Mr. and Mrs. Smith chemistry?
You're the actress here.
Well, yes. I mean, I think Dean Cain and I had great chemistry as Lois and Superman. But yes, there's definitely.
But did you audition on a bed?
We did not audition on the bed. We actually didn't even audition together. You know, the two biggest, so Dean and then James Denton, who played the plumber in Desperate Housewives. We actually never met each other before we showed up on the set to shoot. So we didn't do that whole video on the bed scene before you were cast.
By the way, they're like, oh, she's like, don't look at that camera up there. It's fine. It's totally fine. No, that webcam does not work. Let me ask you this, Terry, because I often wonder, you know, you hear people falling in love on set and then blowing up their marriages and going with the other person. Then it doesn't work out and it's all this thing and we just talked about the bubble.
Yeah.
How confusing is it to just, like, realize that it's chemistry as actors and not chemistry as lovers?
Well, I think it's really confusing to some people because you see them blow up their marriages and then that doesn't work out. But I think most people... It's actually just kind of a pleasure when you have this natural chemistry because then you can just let it play and live within the project that you're doing and walk away from it. Because then there's also the situation where you have to pretend to have that with somebody that you don't, which is part of your job. And some, so it's kind of a luxury when it actually has its own sort of effervescent sparkle just naturally, and then it's just fun. But I've always been married, or the person I've been working with has been married, so it's never...
You
it's
have boundaries.
It's never
you have
come
boundaries.
Up for me, yeah.
Yeah, Robert Pattinson wanted that job.
Honey.
So he did whatever he needed to do.
He wanted more than that. Ooh. Coming up, the celeb who might be a little too generous. She offered a friend who's her husband's sperm. Wait, what is going on?
Love it.
This is out of control. We're going to be right back to talk about this. I couldn't even read that
screen. Did you say sperm?
I said sperm on Daytime TV. Okay, so I'm going to need all my friends to take notes, because I'm going to need y'all on Jennifer Goodwin's level, okay? In today's Would You Do It, Jennifer offered up her husband's sperm to a friend who wanted to become a single parent. Now, her friend and her husband politely declined, but would you ever do this for a friend?
Hell no. What are you talking about?
Yeah.
Right?
I agree, no.
And by the way, she's lucky that that friend didn't say yes, because that would have put her husband in a real strange predicament.
Definitely. And the thing is, you got to look at the legalities of it. You got the biology, you know, all that kind of stuff. And we know what happened in the Bible when Sarah allowed it, her concubine. I was waiting on it.
Well,
and that concubine
here.
Had the baby for Abraham. And Abraham, she started, the concubine started thinking she was doing something and everything. And then Sarah was like, oh my goodness, what have I done? And then finally Sarah got pregnant, but she was 99 years old. And yes, this is your Bible study for today. You're welcome, Terry.
And where was the lawyer in all of this?
Terry.
Yes.
Terry, now she's coming for Joel Osteen job, okay? This is what she does.
I don't know what happened.
No, I know exactly what happened. She is using this show as an audition to get a show on the Christian channel. Okay. This is what Lonnie does.
Okay, she has brought up Christian Mingle. She does want me to go to church. I do understand.
The whole point is, I'm glad that they both declined. Yeah. And you are right. The friend could have accepted, and it would have been a big old mess.
And when I saw this story, the first thing I thought is, did they get a lawyer? Like, it could be a mess. It's a very generous, loving thing to want to help your friend, but it's a very complicated situation.
Sherry.
I mean, just yes. Get a sperm donor. I don't understand.
I did that. It didn't work out for me, but I tried to have a second child by myself.
Uh-huh.
And I went through that, got a sperm donor. I actually had a miscarriage, unfortunately, but so now I. But, I mean. Yes. Who knew I was going to say that story today? But I just did. Anyway,
like this,
so I mean, it can be done. You can do it that way. Yeah,
you can do it.
It's kind of fun actually, because you pick out. I mean, you literally like do they wear glasses?
Right.
Do they have acne? You know how tall? I mean, it's very interesting when you think about it that way.
No,
see,
for sure.
I would rather have that than your friend's man. I think that that's just a better way of doing it.
Probably.
You know? Although, if it's my best friend, like, it'd be fun if we were, like, you know, baby mamas together.
No.
You know?
Would you be a sperm donor?
No. I would want to talk to that kid too much. It would be too much. I wouldn't be able to disconnect myself from that.
Really?
Yeah.
It would be a lot.
It would be a lot. By the way, Terry, the last time Lonnie went into a church, the California wildfire started, so don't believe she says. Coming up, we got more Lonnie and her other jobs. We're going to go down the list, because she got a new one.
Did you see somebody text?
A nighttime show? I feel like there should be out.
Guess who just got another check? Lonnie, tell us about your new W-2.
It's a new show that's going to be on Fox. It's called The Real Dirty Dancing. If you love the movie Dirty Dancing, well, this is like an homage to that movie. And it's 8 celebrities, myself, Cordon Bleu, Kat Cora, Brie Bella, Angela Johnson, Tyler Cameron, Howie D, and Antonio Gates, and myself. And they took us up to the lodge where in the mountains of Virginia, where they actually filmed Dirty Dancing.
Oh, wow.
We learned the different dance routines.
Look at you.
And it is a competition where, and it's hosted by Twitch. And the thing that I love about it, and the reason why I signed on, is because I love that movie. And I love the fact that I've met 7 new people that are my great friends.
Aww.
And I think people are really going to enjoy it. It is going to be an hour special for the month of each week for the month of February.
I cannot wait to watch it.
Me too. I'm so excited.
We'll see you guys tomorrow. Set your DVR. I hope Terry Hatcher comes back after this mess today.
I'll be back. Did you get to dance on the bridge?